Between higher taxes and fees, Doyle's budget would bring in more than $1.7 billion in new money next year. The biggest chunk of that would come from a higher tax on cigarettes, a tax on hospitals, and another on oil companies. The governor has justified the oil tax in particular by saying it goes after record profits oil companies generated on the backs of Wisconsin drivers, a claim Administration Secretary Michael Morgan made again yesterday. But Racine Republican Robin Voss questioned whether that would set a precedent that would ward off other businesses.
How do you define too much profit, number one? And number two, if we start with the people who pump oil out of the ground so we can all drive to the Capitol, who's next?
Morgan responded that there's no magic number when it comes to whether a company makes too much profit, but he also made no apologies.
I'm not going to defend big oil. I think they do a pretty darn good job of defending themselves, and they certainly have the resources to do that.
The governor's proposed oil tax would bring in an estimated $270 million over 2 years. Several GOP lawmakers told Morgan that tax would end up getting passed on to consumers in the form of higher gas prices. Morgan told them state auditors will monitor gas prices to make sure that doesn't happen, and the state will prosecute companies that try to pass the cost along. Sean Johnson, Wisconsin Public Radio.